To what shall I compare this generation? Brothers and sisters, the one who doesn't want to believe, the one who closes the heart, the one who doesn't allow even a small crack in his life God can sneak in, finds always the reasons and excuses not to accept God or Jesus in his life. Finally, excuses eventually lead to a life without commitment. We are now celebrating the Advent time. Jesus comes to us. In the feast of Christmas, we prepare to welcome him. But for this, there is a condition. We must recognize him. We must recognize him. Indeed, we know that the presence of Jesus is always discreet. It could be recognized by things, persons, or sometimes events, which imply always listening and discernment. God appeared to us through things, persons, events, which mean for us listening and discernment. This is what has been difficult for the contemporaries of Jesus, who have had as much difficulty in perceiving the word of God in the person of John the Baptist as in that of Jesus. The difficulty, my dear friend, is real for us too. Like the Galilean in the time of Jesus, it is much easier for us to build a God that suits us, rather than letting ourselves be surprised by a word that disturbs us. Remember, the words of God are there always to catch our attention, to make us feel uncomfortable, and sometimes also to disturb us. This is the aim, I think. Even though that the words of God give consolation, love, and everything beautiful you can imagine, but the words of God are there like the red light on the street to catch our attention, to draw our attention. And then, how can we acquire this attitude of listening that we need the most? We don't see God. His word and his melodies are not perceived with physical ears. Rather, it is about opening our hearts to those who we do see. Only those who know how to listen to their brothers and sisters will be able to listen to God. Only those who know how to listen, their brothers and sisters will be able to listen to God. Here is a time for you to make a difference between hear and to listen to. Hear someone and listen to someone make a difference. So let us live today with an open heart for others, and we will see how little by little, I think, we will perceive the sweetness of that melody of God. Today, we can ask for this grace of discernment, this grace that allows us to recognize God's wisdom through what he is doing in our life. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.